Hello, Robert Morris. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan Giacobbe.
I'm Charles Stockhausen. Jesus, man. I mean, like, I know you told me the mics were going live, but God. I'm playing with my phone. Anyway.
Yep, got some awesome topics to discuss this week.
You're just really playing them up, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you think, all right, hey, man, you're really awesome. But before we start with our awesome topics, oh, God, I got a hair in my mouth.
You might, yeah, please take
care of that. How did, what? Oh, okay, that's weird. Something my beard hair got in my gun. Anyway, so this week, if you follow Ryan or not I, but Ryan on Facebooks, you know that there was probably going to be a live performance today. That has been postponed. We're going to do that later.
Yeah, we're actually going to do that next week because your host turns 20, so.
Woo, yeah, oh my God, 2 decades. That's so weird, right? Didn't I say you're like 2 decades, no longer a teenager, all that good stuff?
Yeah.
Like, man, you know, when you're 20, it's going to be cool, man, because then, you know, you're going to be 20. I really, there's no cool thing about 20. See, like, my thoughts, 19 and 20, they're like lost years because they're not really important.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but anyway, so we're going to postpone that for next week. But also next week, we are looking for new sponsors. Not really actual sponsors, because, I mean, if you actually want to give us money, go ahead. I don't know how that actually works. Like,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
Army radio thing. But otherwise, like, you know, if you're just a person, you want to sponsor us, give us, like, a message to tell the world, we'll do it. Not the world. Probably, like, you know, again, the two people who listen to the show. But speaking of sponsors, this week, our sponsors, cookies. Eat them up.
Yep.
Everyone loves cookies.
Yes, absolutely. Chocolate chips, one of the best. Snickerdoodles, they're also great. Peanut butter cookies, how about them?
Wow, man, that's a lot of different kind of cookies. But I still disagree that chocolate chip cookies are the best. But that doesn't matter. We've had these discussions before. If you have a different kind of favorite cookie, go ahead and I'd say tell us, but I don't know how you're going to do that unless you find us. In which case, let's be real, whoever's listening to this, you probably know us anyway, so you tell us your favorite cookie. So yes, that is it. So again, welcome to Army Today with Socket and Plug.
Our
radio names, gosh, Ryan, I can't believe that you didn't remember our radio names.
I didn't say that. I was just going to say, it's Pittsburgh's newest, man.
Oh, it's Pittsburgh's newest? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is why you're the producer and I'm just a peon talent.
Yeah. That's all right.
Go ahead. Introduce the first topic, bud.
All right. The CMOA's Crawl Space Comedy Show is coming up. And I have no idea what CMOA stands for, but it's taking place at the Arcade Comedy Theater at 943 Liberty Avenue in Pittsburgh. What?
I said, I'm being like a hype man now. Like, yeah, woo, come on, keep going, Ryan. Yeah, you got this. Tell the story.
All right. CMOA offers works of art from 30,000 plus collection to serve as inspiration for hilarious short form improv comedy, featuring voice dubbing of characters from famous paintings, quick vignettes, driven by scenic landscapes and faux. Thank you. Crawl Space is the perfect way to round out your evening of downtown culture, and it's hosted by Brad Stevenson at the Carnegie Art Museum.
Ooh, wait, is it hosted by Brad? I thought you said it was the Fire Arcade or whatever. What's going on?
That's just the venue.
Oh, the Arcade Comedy Theater, okay. But no, the Arcade Comedy Theater is downtown, but how's it, like, Carnegie Museum of Art. Okay, so that's what it is. The Carnegie Museum of Art is what CMOA is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the venue, like, that's who's sponsoring it. The venue is at Arcade Comedy Theater downtown.
Yeah. All right.
So that's what CMOA stands for. By the way, I just want to say, like, you know, last week, like, I complained a little bit about, like, you not, you know, putting things in there. But that's fine. That's perfectly fine. But this week, it seems like you just copied the article.
Yeah. I was kind of in a little bit of a hurry, so.
That's fine. I'm just, you know, I like the one extreme to the next. It's cool.
Yeah.
But so for the comedy, you gonna go do some stand up?
I'd have to practice some jokes first, but...
Got any jokes?
Not that I can think of at the top of my head right now.
Come on, I'm sure you got some jokes.
All right.
Give me, like, a non-brutal joke.
All right. You're right. Here, give me a second.
I mean, you have one or not? Like, I'm down with even, like, dad jokes. Got any dad jokes?
No.
No? Well, I'm glad, because that means you're not a father. Good job.
Yeah, and it won't be a father for a while.
Yeah, you know? So that's good. That's good. So, but here... Here's a dad joke, right? Thank you, BuzzFeed, for this. I just typed in dad joke. So.
All
right. So what time did the man go to the dentist?
I don't know when.
Tooth hurty. Ah! Oh, God, yeah. Oh, Jesus, I can't. That's just terrible. Please end me. so, yeah. Would you ever consider being a stand-up comedian? Would that be like your next venture after guitar? Or maybe would you do a musical stand-up comedian like a Bo Burnham?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, write down some good jokes, practice them in front of a small crowd.
Small crowd?
Yeah.
How small is a small crowd for you?
I don't know, just maybe a few people before I go up and do the real thing.
All right, fine. You know, hey, about the, I mean, you write the music, I write the jokes.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. And that's how we entertain the people in our 29th floor restaurant. Boom. Make a good business partner, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, next story is NFL Play 60 Training Camp. This is the Heinz History Center. And if you're wondering where that is, it's 1212 Smallman Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222. So go to the event website. But here's pretty much what the article says. I'm not going to say it all because that's just a really long piece.
Yeah.
I feel like the more you put it in, the more that leaves up to us to talk about, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, again, I didn't add anything. So, you know, you're a great producer, doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate what you're doing. But anyway, so Lacey Pecoo doesn't get hyped for Super Bowl L11. Would that
52.
52. All right, cool. That's the one that is.
That's
oh
coming
my God,
up.
There's Tori and like a shadow. Wow, how cool. But anyway, so yeah, so 52 for Play 60's training camp. All kids 17 and under get free, and they courtesy of Dick's Sporting Goods. Thanks, Dick's, for not being a dick and letting you know kids come in for free under 17. So yeah, so pretty much what Play 60 is you know you get out there, you play. You know, you do, like, drills and stuff with NFL players, and it's a fun time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I really lost myself there, so I'm really sorry. But anyway, so, would you, what's your, like, I know, okay, so if you ever played football, that's my question, I'm sorry. My train of thought is just gone. So, have you ever played football?
No, because I was afraid of getting a concussion, man.
Even as a kid, you were afraid of getting a concussion?
Yeah, pretty much.
I never played football either because I was afraid of getting just hurt in general. Okay, but if you were to play football, what position would you play?
Probably quarterback. I have a strong arm, but I like stink at catching. So.
Okay, I mean, there's a lot of other positions that aren't quarterback, and you don't have to catch. I mean, I guess in a running back, you have to be pretty versatile nowadays. You want to be a lineman?
Sure, I'll be a linebacker.
A linebacker?
Or,
you gonna get beefed, bro?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw those 10 push-ups you did yesterday. You're on your way.
Yeah.
All right. So you're gonna get beefed up to be a linebacker.
I have the structure. I just need to apply it to my upper body.
Okay, cool, man. What's how much you lift, bro? What's your max? I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
All right. Well, starting small right now, I'm out like 50 and 60 in the weight in the Yorktown gym.
So 50 and 60 is your max.
Well, starting small, working my way up.
Okay, I mean no, that's fine. I mean that's exactly what you're doing. So you work 50 and 60. Okay, I work at zero. So there you go. So yeah, I mean that's pretty good. So linebacker. I don't know. It's just seeing you as a linebacker. I don't know, man. I mean, because I'm a sissy, so, like, I'd totally be, like, a kicker.
Yeah, just kick it into the field goal.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be, you know, it's not an easy job. The game usually rides on your foot a lot of the time, but I feel like, you know, I could deal with the pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, so I'm going to be a kicker, you'd be a linebacker.
Yeah.
Wow, boy, what teams would we get drafted by? Here we come, Browns.
Yeah, the Browns need a lot of help. No offense.
Todd Haley.
Yeah, Todd Haley was recently hired to be their offensive coordinator.
He does good.
Yeah.
Does good work.
Question is, can he, like, work with them after having some problems with the Steelers?
I mean, Cleveland.
Yeah.
No one can work with them. Oh, my God, we're so great at comedy, right?
Yeah.
Pull around to the first one. All right, so next point is, oh, my God, there's another comedy. Actually, that was a segue. We're so good at comedy. Stand-up, get-down, comedy game show. Also, the Arcade Comedy Theater. Man, they're doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
So imagine if the Beast Boys hosted Family Feud in the middle of the movie House Party. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Have you seen House Party?
No, but I've thought I've seen it for a while.
Okay, I mean I've never seen it. I don't even know what House Party is. So I mean I'm not like I don't know.
Yeah.
You ever listen to Beast Boys?
No.
No? You ever listen to Beast Boys?
No.
Right. They are the best three Jewish kids that ever happened to rap. And that's how I would describe it. Yeah, you should listen to Beast Boys. I feel like it would be a good musical influence for you, man. They play a lot of guitar. You know, so that's good. You like guitar. You know,
yeah, I got an acoustic for my Christmas gift. And you'll be hearing that next week on here.
Oh, boy, acoustic. Dude, you know what you did?
What?
Just get a uke. Just play some ukulele and some acoustic.
Yeah, yeah. Charles brings the ukulele. I bring my acoustic.
Oh, wait. I got a better one.
What?
this after the show. I don't want to put anyone on blast. All
right.
So, yeah. So, game show, Family Feud. How good do you think we would be at Family Feud, Ryan?
We'd be pretty decent.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, like, who would our other two partners be, like, for Family Feud?
Oh, you, me, get Sam. Sam, if you're hearing this, we'd love to have you be part of our Family Feud group.
Okay.
And you picked the last partner.
Oh, God, I don't care. Jeez, man, I'm just here for a good time.
Right. Here, for Family Feud, probably get Ian Kissed.
Ian Kissed? All right, cool. So here's how good we're going to be on your Family Feud, okay? I'm going to ask you a question, you're going to respond to me, all right? All
right.
Name something that it might take a 100-year-old man 30 minutes to do.
Walk across the street.
Walk any distance. All right, that's answer number two. All right, give me some more. Come on. All
right. Let's see. 100-year-old man taking 30 minutes to do. Sit at a restaurant and eat a full course meal.
Jesus Christ, that was really specific. But yes, eat is the last answer. You have two and six. There are to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 answers. So you have 5 more, and you got 3 strikes left. Sorry, so give me another one.
All right. Driving a car?
Two left.
All right. Let's see.
I believe in you.
What?
I believe in you. The money is really riding on this. All
right. I'm literally feeling the pressure.
All right, cool. I mean, I want to go home with $20,000, man. I can get a lot of $20,000.
All right.
No college debt. Here I come.
Let's see.
Come on. You got this. I feel like there's a time limit. I'm going to be like 10 seconds. All
right.
5, 4.
Get ready for bed.
3. Oh, get out of bed. I'll take it. All right. You got 4 left. You got 10 seconds. All
right. Thinking.
Thinking? No. You got 1 strike left, 4 answers left. You got this. I believe in you.
All right.
7, 6.
Buying stuff at the grocery store.
No, last one. Sorry. So you got 3. I mean, that's 7. That's not terrible. Number 1 answer was go to the bathroom. Number 3 answer was get out of bed. Number 4 answer was make love. And number, what is it? It's 5, 6, 6. 5 answer was to get dressed. And the number 6 answer was to climb the stairs.
Oh, that's the most obvious one, and yet I ended up overthinking it.
Yeah, you were giving way too specific answers, man. You just got to go with your gut. It's okay, we'll work on this before we go on the show.
Alright. I mean, in the limited amount of time that I have to prepare, since I'm in class before this, but...
Yeah, man, you know, whatever. Yeah, you guys just gotta know things.
Yeah.
So, if you want to experience that, but way funnier, go ahead to Arcade Comedy Theater. What day is this? Free admission. Oh, that's pretty awesome.
January 27th, so what's the day? Saturday?
25th. Yep, so Saturday. You got 2 days, get down there and see some actually funny stuff and stop listening to us. But a cha... I know, I'm hysterical.
And that is taking place 10 o'clock at night till midnight.
There you go. That's a lot of time.
You got a 2-hour time slot to go to a comedy game show.
Yep, it would be way better than what we're doing. Well, what I'm doing.
Yep.
Anyway, so next story, Ryan, go.
All right. And that last about the game show, it's free, so you'll be happy about that.
Yeah, free admission, man. It's just like bringing the blues, but it's free. It was awesome.
Yeah, and then Night at the Movies.
Woo, explain what Night of the Movies is.
Alright. Okay, it's taking place at the New Brighton Municipal Building at 610 3rd Avenue in New Brighton. It's sponsored by the Recreation Commission. And join them at the building and enjoy a free showing of a family-friendly movie. It's free. It takes place at 7 o'clock. You can call them at 724-846-1870 or visit mbarc.net.
I'm confused by this because I'm like the second part of this says that the admission is $25.
Yeah.
Different location, different time.
Yeah, I don't.
What are we doing here, man? Aren't you supposed to be a journalist?
Yes, I am a journalist, man.
Then which one's the real one? Is it? I mean, like, which one of these is real? I got some fake news here. I can't deal with fake news, Ryan. My head's gonna explode. I trust you.
Go for the one I really just described.
All right, fine. I'll go for that one. I will still trust you. But if I go down there and spend $25, I'm sorry, but our love will have to be broken.
All right. Okay.
What's your favorite family-friendly movie? So I guess like kid movie.
Probably Over the Hedge, 2006.
Ooh, yeah, that was a really good one.
Yeah, yeah. That was an awesome movie.
Yeah, It was like the first time I had a sleepover, actually, like for like a birthday party, which, I mean, it was more by choice. It wasn't more by like I didn't have friends, but it was kind of that. But anyway, we watched Over the Hedge, so that was really fun. It was a really good movie. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with, like, you know, raccoons and bunnies.
Yep.
And crazy
yep.
stuff.
And being hunted by a crazy lady and an exterminator.
Yeah. I mean, that just makes a good movie, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This,
that was way too, like, intense. Like, you got a movie in the works, man?
I wish.
No, you don't got a movie in the works? You ain't, like, writing anything? You ain't going to be, like, the next big director?
I wish I was the next big director.
Yeah, man, it starts with one script.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just go on my laptop, back in my dorm, and just start typing up a script.
What's your idea?
A spy movie, man.
Spy movie?
Yeah, yeah.
So what's your main character's name?
Roark.
Roark?
Yeah.
Just one name, no last name, just Roark?
Yeah, Roark.
I mean, there doesn't have to be a last name, I'm just curious. I mean, like, is it just going to be Roark?
Here, Roark Teblin.
Teblin. Roark Teblin. That sounds like a cool spy name. What nationality?
American?
It's a really weird name for an American. So, I mean, you know, whatever. You know, I guess his family might be traditionally... See, I'm feeling Scandinavian.
Yeah.
Roark, that sounds like a Viking kind of name. Boy, I've been talking about Vikings way too much lately.
Don't worry, man. No, Vikings are allowed to be talked about here on the show.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yep.
So, all right, so we're going to have Roark. What was his last name again?
Teblin.
Roark Teblin. He's a spy for CIA, FBI... Which one? Or a different one? IAA?
The International Spy Commission.
ISC?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. The International Spy Commission. Who's his arch nemesis?
Here. It's going to be Dr. Something.
Dr. Something.
All right.
I mean, that's actually a good... I mean, they had Dr. Strange. I feel like Dr. Something's a legitimate name.
Yeah.
It's really weird, though. I don't know if I can trust doctors anymore. It seems like all, like, spy movies, the villain is a doctor. Like, I don't know if I can go to the doctors anymore, right? You just ruined that for me. Now I'm going to die.
don't die on me, man. Dying's not allowed on the show.
Dying's not on the show, so as soon as we, like, cut the microphones, though, I'm just going to just heart attack.
Yeah. Don't want...
Yeah? What? All right, anyway. I like where you're going with this. What is the villain's big, like, plot to destroy the world? Or is he going to destroy the world, or is it, like, a city?
Literally puts a huge missile in each of the major cities in every single country of the world. If you want to go to Antarctica, by all means, go for it. But our spy has to gather some friends and then stop every single major city missile from blowing up the entire Earth.
How many major cities there are? How many friends does this guy have? Are we talking, like, Facebook friends or, like, real friends?
Real friends.
This is pretty intense, man. I mean, like, how do you have that many, like, oh, my God. There's a lot of major cities is all I'm saying.
Yeah, like.
And that's a lot of work Dr. Something's part, too, to be able to put a missile in every single major city.
Just do it before the start of the movie, man.
All right, hey, that's all right. Then the rest of the movie is just about, you know, taking it off. Oh, my God, Malik got glasses. Good for him. I'm proud. He can see again.
Yep.
So speaking of every single major city, we got Southside Slopes 5K Tour. The Adventure into Southside Slopes in Allentown. Work your legs with some uphill running. Not just any sort of uphill running. It is a metric buttload of uphill running. So before working your arms with some climbing. There's climbing. We'll tour the slopes and then back at Ascend where you'll have the option to get 50% off a day pass for the rest of the day. What is Ascend? Ah, so that's what the top thing was about. So it's $25 to do that. The location is Ascend, which is 2141 Mary Street. It's 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Your contact is Trista Yerkes. If you want to call her, 412-256-8640.
Yeah, sorry about the confusion. That was just me and some bad typing. So.
Yeah, that was like up and top. But whatever. It's a 5K tour. That's pretty awesome. I mean, you get the... I assume Ascend is like a rock climbing place?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's pretty awesome. I mean, have you ever been 5K?
No, because I'd probably pass out.
All right, so what I'm hearing is that we're going to have a sweet, like, training update every week, and then we're going to go run a 5K live. We're
yeah.
going to attach lapel microphones, and we're just going to broadcast out.
Yeah, we'll put it on RMU TV.
Okay, all right, sure. I mean, no, there we go. There's a skit. We'll have a training montage for you, Ryan.
Yeah, we'll ask Jocelyn to put it on RMU tonight.
There you go. It's going to be like a Rocky-esque thing.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
We'll
start with 10 push-ups, and it's going to end with 100.
Yeah, and then we'll do some on-campus things. If she approves the idea.
All right, I'm glad that you're really on board for this.
I gotta make myself known, man. Same with you.
Okay, sure. I mean,
so and especially
you
after
make yourself known by like the guy with the six pack.
Yeah, and especially after that concoction that you created last night.
Hey man, that was a good concoction. But anyway, so if you want to go and do that, like I said, contact Tristan Yerkes. But also, question, Ryan, have you ever been rock climbing?
I did some rock climbing in upper elementary school. All right. We have this. Sorry about that. We just had a fan in the hall. Yeah. So I did some rock climbing in fifth grade. And yeah, that's. I think I did it in third grade too.
So it's like a rock climbing wall, or actually like rocks.
Like an actual wall.
Like okay, so no, like so was it okay, man made or was it in nature?
It was man made, man.
Okay, I was just curious. I mean, like the only time I ever did was like an actual like natural rock climbing wall, but those are like hard to find.
Yeah,
I used to like be able to do them safely.
Yeah, like I put on a harness, get strapped up, and then start climbing.
All right, that's. I mean, you got that upper body strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just pull-ups for days, right?
Yeah.
Break the world record for pull-ups in a day?
Probably not.
Come on, it's only 1,080. I think you can do it.
if I could be fast as lightning and do 1,080 pull-ups in a day,
so
I would be amazed.
We're going to shoot you with adrenaline right to the heart.
That'll
get you going really fast. Pull-ups for days.
Not literally.
Imagine the gains, man. Your arms would be huge.
Yep.
And really sore for the next week.
Yeah, that would be true.
Yeah. So speaking of being really sore, the Pittsburgh is actually a little bit butthurt because the city is being made to make their Amazon proposal public for their second HQ. Purdue has said that they didn't do this before because it's seen as an advantage, so that Pittsburgh has a better chance for getting the new Amazon headquarters.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the new Amazon headquarters? Like, is it a good thing or a bad thing for
Pittsburgh? I think that's going to be a good thing, man.
Yeah. We're in the top 20 currently, so you think we got a good chance?
Yeah, and plus, this Pittsburgh is mainly cultural based as compared to like the industrial cities like Baltimore and stuff like that.
Hold on, wait. Okay, so from that statement, I would figure that Baltimore would be a better place to put it.
Because
Pittsburgh is a more cultural place, yes, but they also have a very good industry. I mean, the headquarters of many multinational companies are based in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, yes.
So why not Amazon join, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm glad you're so agreeing here. I mean, this is like a one-sided debate, I feel. I mean, it's okay if you do agree. I mean, that's fine, but...
Yeah, and, yeah, like, Pittsburgh's a great idea. It's get cultured and then help people get some jobs.
Yeah, apparently they're going to create 50,000 jobs, hopefully, from Amazon. Also, though, that means that prices will go up for, like, everything in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's a downturn to that.
Yeah, no longer will we be a small city. We're going to be a big city.
Yep. In addition to the already big city that we are.
Yeah, we're about a medium city, I'd say. I mean, it's not like, you know, we're no New York, but then again, we're not Los Angeles either, you know. We'll probably, like, with this Amazon thing, we'll move, like, up to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as many abandoned houses either. But speaking of Pittsburgh and not such great neighborhoods, Pothole Blitz has been launched to take care of our pothole problem. Ryan, how bad is the pothole problem?
I haven't encountered any potholes lately, but I imagine it's a very big problem.
Oh, it's a huge problem, dude. There's a pothole in Southside on, like, one of the back streets. I drive a smaller car. But, we were driving through, and I went there, and I was going to go through the alleyway, but then this pothole was half the size of my car, and it was fairly deep as well.
And it wrecked one of your tires.
No, I did not. I stopped very hard, and I backed up, and I went a different way. I was not going to drive over that pothole. Ryan, what do you think I am? Insane?
No, I do not think you're saying that. I think you're very smart to do that.
No, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that's why I was worried, because like one time, too, I was walking back from City Theater, and there, like since that pothole was there, and I had that in my mind, there was, like, it was raining, so it was a very, like, you know, all the potholes were filled with water, and I was very, like, just scared to step into a pothole, because if I step into a pothole, I feel like some of them may have gone waist high.
Yeah.
So, not all potholes are that bad, and Pittsburgh isn't that terrible with potholes. It's mostly back streets, but... Pothole Blitz will occur 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily, up to Saturday, weather permitting. And that just seems weird to me, though. Like, that's a bad time.
Yeah. It's actually going to be pretty decent this weekend. It's going to be in the 50s, so.
Yeah, but not that. I mean, just like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's like the most traffic-y hours. So you're going to be like, I'm going to fill in potholes during this time. Then again, when else are you going to get it done? Oh, wait, maybe nighttime? Like every other city?
Yeah,
sorry,
I mean, just doing it for 12 hours straight, that's gonna be, like, bad.
It doesn't matter about the 12 hours straight, Ryan. It's the fact fact of why do construction in the day whenever people are out and about? Why not wait until, hey, maybe nighttime and do construction at night?
Yeah, and when there's not that many cars around.
I'm just a little bit better.
It's all right, man.
So, but speaking, well, not speaking of, but getting off a bitter note, we also have a very fun thing happening in Pittsburgh on August 25th at the Key Bank Pavilion in Burgettstown, which really isn't that far from RMU. Leonard Skinner's coming through Pittsburgh for their farewell tour.
You gonna go to that?
I've been to one Leonard Skinner concert, right?
Yeah.
And I was at Key Bank Pavilion. It was many years ago. But at the end of the concert, not saying that Leonard Skinner made any of this happen, huge fight in the parking lot. So I don't know. I mean, I probably won't go, mostly because I don't like Leonard Skinner that much. I mean, you know, he has good music, but I just don't like Key Bank Pavilion either as like a venue.
Yeah, Key Bank Pavilion is not exactly the greatest of venues, but it'll work.
I mean, it's big. It's good for country, which is like what this will be. I mean, Leonard Skinner's like a country rock-esque band, but it's a good time. Just, I went for Blink-182 like maybe a year ago, and it just, I don't know, because if you're up all the way on the lawn, I mean, like you have a good time, but at the same time, once you're down the pit, you're not really having a good time. You know?
Yeah.
It's not as close. It's good for stadiums, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Would you go see Leonard Skinner?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can give him a go, 25th, August?
That's a while away, but...
And then you buy tickets now, you need to get... No, it's not really...
Well, actually, August 25th.
Oh, God, you already have plans? Oh, my gosh, right?
I might have to work that night. For my internship, man. I might have to work that night.
I feel like if you really want to be able to learn Skinner, you'd call off.
I'd probably be in trouble for that, considering the fact that I get that for credit, so...
Call off. Imagine this. You're down in the pit. They're playing Freebird, because that's really the only Leonard Skinner song I know. I'm terrible. And just as they go into the gnarly, like, you know, 7-minute, like, instrumental portion, they toss a pick out to the crowd.
Yeah.
You raise your hand. You catch it.
All right.
And then you can play guitar with a Leonard Skinner pick for the rest of your life.
Yeah, my guitar is an Epiphany, which we'll discuss more next week. But, so, yeah, just go with me being with Leonard Skinner, me strumming my acoustic.
Yeah. Well, you can play acoustic guitar with that pick for the rest of your life, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
That's a good first step.
Mm-hmm.
Play a Leonard Skinner song. Maybe play Freebird. You know, go on the YouTubes instead of doing what you do right now. Play some cover songs, or keep doing what you're doing right now and cover songs.
Yeah,
diversify.
All right, but before we wrap up the show, I gotta know, Charles, for Super Bowl 52, who do you have? New England or Jacksonville? Or not Jacksonville? Philadelphia.
You know, Philadelphia. Just, I mean, all right. I was starting to talk sports. I'm not a sports person, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is just real quick.
We got 3 minutes. We can talk about this. So, with Philadelphia, they're a good team. They got a lot of stuff going right for me. For God's sakes, they're winning with a backup quarterback, which is still a fantastic quarterback. So, they're doing a good job. They got the drive to do it. New England kind of just expects it to be given to them because, you know, they're New England. And, you know, everyone except for New England wants New England to lose.
Yeah, because New England was known for their cheating scam a few years ago. So.
It's not even about that. I mean, just, you know, nobody likes New England fans, all right? I mean, no, not saying Tom Brady isn't a great quarterback. He's probably the GOAT. But, you know, I still don't want to see him winning another Super Bowl. I don't think he deserves it. Philadelphia has been working hard. They're like the blue-collar team right now.
Yeah.
New England's like that white-collar team that nobody wants to see win. Plus, I just feel like the Eagles, they have way more, options. Because I know New England, they can pass. They pass really well. But Eagles, they can pass really well and run really well. They, you know, the pickups from Miami with the Javi and stuff, you know, they're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Philadelphia or New England?
I'm just being realistic here. I'd say New England.
You just get out of my life. We can't talk anymore. Why New England? Like, I get it. They're good. Sure.
Well, I'm just being realistic, man. Based on their history and the fact that Tom Brady is on there.
So what? He's like 40. What if they break him?
I wish, but I seriously doubt that's going to happen within the next couple weeks.
Jeez, man. Seems like you have some resentment for Tom Brady. What has he ever done to you?
Oh, nothing. He hasn't really done anything to me. But.
Okay, but like, you want him to get broken. Jeez, man. That's just like very brutal.
And that can be... I can be crazy when it comes to it.
I can see that's why you're going to be the linebacker, right?
Yeah.
You just want to be able to sack Tom Brady. That's all you want.
All right, we have to wrap up here, but, yeah, I know, I'm sad about it, too. But next week is my birthday, so we will be having a performance on here.
And we also have a cake.
I don't know about here in the booth, but maybe in the newsroom. But Yep. In addition, we will have some topics to discuss, but we also do have a performance coming, so stay tuned for that, and we will see you guys next week.
Toodaloo.